This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
Woof, Grr, indeed. It's Thursday night, it's 5 minutes past nine. That means you must be on The Woods on Joy 94.9. Almost forgot the call sign then. Not quite. In the studio with me, I have Matty Bear. Hello, Matt. How you going?
Yeah, good. Not bad for 100 degrees in the studio.
Yeah, well, with a bit of campery with Kylie and Danny, definitely.
I love it, and I can't get enough of it, and we should play it again next.
We probably will. If Chris, the music director, has any say in it, we'll be playing it all the time.
I 100% agree.
We've also got work experience Robbie in the house. How are you going, Robbie?
Good, thank you, boys. Happy good. December to you all.
Yes, happy December to you.
Actually, I believe the month is called Christmas.
Chrisember?
No, nothing like that. And, of course, we've got Bear Curious Dean in the house. How are you going?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
It's a gingerbread house tonight.
It is a little bit ginger.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we actually don't have any ginger. Well, Matt, you're not really ginger, are you?
A little bit of ginger in my beard.
My fluff can be ginger sometimes.
I've got a bit of ginger in my beard as well. But
I get more grey than ginger, mm-hmm. I think,
unfortunately. Well, so do I, but I cover it up. tonight, as you may have guessed already by the Kylie and Danny song, we're going to be talking a little bit about Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
No, you're going well. We're going to leave you to it. Yeah.
What's that from? Is that from MAME, I think?
That's a Christmas song.
isn't it from, I think it's actually from MAME.
I think it is from a musical.
Is it? Yeah. There you go.
Bad gay. I should have known that.
Bad gay. Now you're not that bad a gay. How many shopping days are there to go till Christmas?
21 days, 3 hours and something.
Is that right? So where does the year go?
Exactly. I can't believe it. Christmas already.
Now, we are obviously going to talk about Christmas coming up throughout the show, but we kicked it off tonight with Kylie and Danny, gay icons in their own right, and now Christmas icons.
Well, I have to admit, I saw the cover of the album tonight, which is Kylie. She's got a white dress on with a big, like huge red bow in the front, and it's very camp, I have to say.
She's lounged on something, and it's very Kylie, very Christmas.
Oh, maybe I didn't see the right one.
What did you see?
I saw, she was in a white dress with a big red bow.
Let me see if I can find a photo.
Yeah, we'll find a photo and disqualify this, who's right.
And you know, like in days gone by, though, the Kylie and Danny single would have been a great stocking filler. Yeah. Nowadays, with the whole digitalizing of music, you can't really fill your stockings with a single or a cassette single for those of us who are a little bit older.
A cassette tape?
A single.
Well, yeah.
What's one of those?
Oh, yeah. Robbie wouldn't even remember what cassettes were.
You know, you used to use it in your Walkman, yeah?
Sorry?
A Discman?
A Discman, that's right.
I think he's into the eye territory. Uh-huh. I have to admit, I actually remember a Christmas that I had when I was very, very, very young. Uh-huh. And my Auntie Dawn went and took me to Wyoming Shopping Centre, right, which is the little local shopping centre in Central Coast, New South Wales. And she said I could buy 3 cassettes for Christmas.
Three. Your Christmases had come at once.
Yeah, all my Christmases had come at once. I should have known. The first one I chose was The Knack. By The Knack.
Good song.
With My Sharona on it. It's that was cool. The second one, though, was more telling. It was Grease the Musical from the film.
That is a great soundtrack. And it not necessarily is.
There are worse things you could do.
Tendencies towards.
Very good, Dean. Very good. The third one, though, was probably the most obvious. It was Cruising by the Village People.
Wow, that's just ding, ding, ding. There's your winner.
Right. There's a winner right there.
What a surprise when you came out.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
I might one-up you, though, here, Mark.
Oh, go on.
My first CD album was Celine Dion, Falling Into You. And my first single CD single was Wannabe by the Spice Girls.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty camp. Yeah. That's pretty gay.
Yeah. I think that. I mean, Village People in the
Hello, Village People and the Grease, the soundtrack. Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. How gay is John Travolta? You know, hello.
What was yours, Dan?
Oh, I don't know. In terms of music, in terms of... I'm thinking The Motels.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, suddenly last summer. And, okay. Yeah, I'm probably just aging myself there, but yeah.
I know, I'm there with you. It's like, yeah. But that's got some cred to it. I'll give you that. Yeah, that's all right.
And you've played The Motels on here before, haven't you?
I don't know about that. The other one was The Infected by The which
I loved.
Infect me with... Anyway, I don't think it's not really for this hour.
It's not really Christmassy, but no, that album was amazing, yeah.
So coming up next week, we have...
an hour of The Burr and The Smiths and all of...
Robbie, what's the first Christmas present you remember getting?
Well, someone that we all love here. My very first gift ever from Santa, very topical at the moment, Tina Arena, Don't Ask.
Oh, well, there you go.
All the rage at the moment.
She is the flavour of the moment.
I was mad for Tina Arena as a kid.
Didn't she look great at the Aria? Was it the Aria? Oh,
amazing. She looked
fantastic.
And that performance of Chains?
With the Veronicas,
With the Veronicas and Jessica Malboy.
Jessica Malboy,
that was great.
So good, so good.
You can actually buy that on iTunes.
Yes, they released it as a single.
Another stocking filler.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Well, you can give, you know, music gift cards and things like that.
You can buy those from the supermarket. If you want to be like, you can pop it into a card and give it. But not like when you used to get the albums or the CDs.
You can unwrap it and the experience of unwrapping. Or digging into your stocking.
Do we still do stocking?
Yeah, I didn't really do stocking.
No, I never did either.
We just got one present and that was it.
Yeah, it was under the tree. Or if it was bigger, it was wherever,
Maybe a virtual stocking.
What's the worst?
An eye stocking. There you go.
What's the worst Christmas present you ever got?
My auntie, Sandra, God bless her, love it a bit. But she all
Hi, if you're
us,
listening.
She gave me my brother's toothbrushes 1 year.
Toothbrushes.
It was yellow, electric toothbrushes, or bristles that were as tough as shit. Uh-huh. And it was just, as a 9 or 10 year old kid, that was just
disappointing. Had you been a bad boy that year? Was
probably
it
naughty, that was the equivalent
bit naughty, not
of
nice. Give me,
So that was the worst, and that just stands out.
Dean, what was your worst?
I'm trying to think. I think I got like a little manicure set, a little.
Don't lie. You love that and still use it to just.
No, I mean it's very practical.
My ex-partner's mother. Gave me a manicure set for one year for Christmas, and it was just like, you know, that it was in the $5 bin down at Kmart or where, one of those shops, right? And it's like, I actually told my partner, I said, look, just tell her, don't worry, don't get me anything. You know, I don't need the knockoff cologne or the manicure set.
But is it the thought that counts, though?
No.
I'm not about the price. No. If it's relevant and it's good, I'll spend what I need to spend.
I should say, for me, the manicure set, I was like a 15-year-old boy. I didn't really want a manicure set.
It was the hint you should have taken there, Dan.
Fix your nails. your cuticles are looking a bit shabby there, mate. Now, it is, if we are talking Christmas, so what's your Christmas gift idea?
Well, what's your worst Christmas present?
If you'd like to sit on Big Bear Mark's knee and tell us what you'd like, you could SMS in on...
Well, that's what I'd like.
0427 Joy 949 or email us onair@joy.org.au. This is The Woods. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, any time. Online at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
It is The Woods. It is a Thursday night. And that was a great little Christmas ditty.
Was it? Was that great?
It was Bear Force One. Back in 2007.
A hairy Merry Christmas.
I love it. It was just like a gay Christmas remix, really.
Yeah, it was very camp.
It was very,
and if you do have a look at the video, they are very camp.
And who was it? Bear Force One.
Bear Force One from the Netherlands.
Where can you find literature about Santa's assistants? The Elf.
Get it right.
We can do that again.
The Elf Help section.
Okay.
You've opened the crackers a little bit early, I think.
Yeah, I think you did.
Put the cracker away.
Before the break, we were talking about worst Christmas gifts ever. Yes, yes. And I did want to mention, I had two that I had in mind. When I was very, very, very young, my parents bought a colour TV for Christmas. Now, that wasn't our present.
No, no.
No, that was my sister and I. We got the old black and white one that we had. Now, as a grown up, I understand that maybe they didn't have a lot of money back then. It was the 70s and it was
a big deal to get a colour TV
and it probably cost a lot of money and they probably didn't have any. But as a kid, as a 6-year-old kid or wherever I was decimated. I cried. Because it was like that. I thought that wasn't fair because we always had the TV and it wasn't fair on Christmas, so I didn't get a present.
Oh, that was it.
That was it.
That was the entire
present.
Did they actually wrap it for you?
Yeah.
really?
Yeah, they took it into, because we had a main room and we had the family room for just us kids, and so we could watch what we wanted, on the black and white TV,
the Love Boat, or
exactly. So it was like,
did you at least hide your disappointment, or did you?
No, I cried. I burst out in tears. I was devastated that I thought they'd swindled me out of Christmas.
I remember a traumatic Christmas. Nothing was waiting for me under the tree like it was for my two brothers.
Yeah.
So, me getting up at 5 a.m., parents aren't up yet. I just was so heartbroken. So
yeah.
Started crying, as you do when you're 9 or 10.
Yeah.
So, Mum comes out and she leads me to where my present is. On the floor in her walk-in wardrobe is just this white ball of fluff. And I cried even more because I thought she got me a mop.
Oh, no.
Until it then moves and turned out to be a dog. So
yay, the best friend never.
Please tell me you called him
dog
mop.
Dog didn't last long because it was a Maltese Shih Tzu and it would only eat minced meat that was microwaved in them for half an hour. It
high maintenance.
Didn't last long.
A high maintenance. High maintenance.
Very high maintenance dog.
That didn't end happily.
No, it didn't.
No.
It wasn't a good start. It wasn't a good end.
I remember one year, we, a similar sort of thing, not too many presents under the tree. What's going on here? Looked out the back and there was a jumpaline. Or trampoline, as they were. But we were so excited to have a jumpaline for Christmas, and it turned out that Mum and Dad had to assemble this trampoline in the dark, in the wee hours of the morning.
Oh, my God.
So we could have a bit of a jump first thing on Christmas morning.
Do you have another Christmas joke there, Dan?
Another Christmas joke from the cracker. What sort of shoes do frogs wear in the summer?
Tell us.
Open-toed sandals.
Wah, wah, wah. We've had a couple of messages in, guys. Mm-hmm. Don't know who this was for, but first one was, I just want my cub to come home for Christmas so he can come and collect his manicure set. Thanks for the spoilers. Ooh. Oh, Johnny.
He'd love to sit on your lap.
He'd love to sit on my lap, yeah.
Didn't lie, Johnny.
And he said we'd talk about the first thing that pops up. Johnny, anytime, if you want to come and sit on my lap, just let me know, buddy. You just let me know.
Santa's little helper, indeed.
Exactly.
Have you ever been Santa, Mark?
I refuse. I have been asked on many occasions, and I have refused every time because I don't.
There's going to come a time, though, when the beard turns full white and you just can't deny it anymore.
It's already happened. But
no, you've got dark grays.
Dark grays. I have to admit that there will be probably a time that will happen. And look, I haven't had many periods where I've been unemployed, but the last time I was, I thought, oh, Christmas is coming up. I could probably go and be a Santa for Christmas.
You're jovial. It's
hang
out at a shopping centre.
I can't stand kids, but, you know, it'll be a thing.
You can pretend for money.
Sit in your lap.
Tell me, Santa, a bigger fellow with a beard. He sounds awfully bearish to me.
Huge, huge bear icon.
Yeah?
Well, you've got to think. You think of the movie Bear City, the first scene in the movie.
No, I've not seen that. Tell me about that.
So Bear City, it's an interesting movie. Mm-hmm. The first one set in San Francisco.
For what it is and for being a film about the bear community, it ticks all the boxes.
Well, yeah. It does tick a lot of the boxes, I have to say, whatever you think about it. But, no, the first scene is this guy and he's basically dreaming that his flatmate catches him with Santa.
Both very annoying.
Yes.
Yes.
So he's
the bears in the film are great.
When you say he's caught him with Santa, they're having some shortbreads.
Well, they're having
some Christmas cheer.
Some let's say they're having Christmas cheer.
Stocking is being stuffed.
Yes. Some mistletoe action.
Yes.
I'd say all of mistletoe the above. Tree, trunk involved.
Oh, yes. Goodness me.
Santa's being a ho-ho-ho, put it that way. there is an association with bears and Santa, definitely, I think.
I remember one of the bear events... One of the fantasy scenes was Christmas and Santa and
in Southern Hibernation. Yeah,
I remember that.
That is a bit of a common thing, and maybe that's from our childhood as well, because you know it's the first jolly fat man I think we see or know about is Santa Claus.
Do we all leave treats out? Did we all leave treats out for Santa when he came?
I think, yes, we did. We would leave some Christmas cake and a glass of beer. But I'm a little bit older, so my parents never did the whole reindeer footprints on the front step that my sister does now with her kids. It's kind of like a...
My mum did it with us. We had the whole...
The whole story, the whole narrative.
But yeah? We didn't have a chimney, though, so it actually was out of the manhole. And just white baby powder, whatever it might be,
and
just
some talcum powder.
Yeah, talcum powder, just dusted from there to the
manhole.
We left how carrots festive. Though.
Carrots? Oh, for the reindeer.
Sure.
Yeah, we left carrots. Carrots and water for the reindeer. Milk for Santa. Uh-huh. But we had such a narrow little chimney, and I remember thinking as a kid, How is it possible?
It's magic.
And then in the movie Santa Claus, they explain that because Tim Allen goes down the chimney, and the chimney just expands as he goes down.
Oh, okay.
You've done the research.
But I mean, I think we did it maybe once or twice, but I think my parents had a bit of a savoir faire attitude towards Christmas.
If there are kids listening, although they shouldn't be up at this late night, but if they're listening, turn them away
to the bear show. Yes. Yeah.
But yeah, I remember a point where the whole Santa believability went out the window because we only ever got one present, and everybody else seemed to get a present from Santa and then a present from their parents. So I kind of at a young age went, wait, I'm only getting the one present. And this is Mum's handwriting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I worked it out rather early as well because, I mean, I don't think my parents had the forethought of going, oh, here's a present from Santa. It was just like, oh, here's a present from us. It's like, well, where's Santa's present? Where is it? No, it didn't happen.
No, it's a colour TV sitting in the lounge.
Tell me, exactly. Have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Is it all done? Are you done? Are you wrapped? Are you...
Haven't started.
Haven't started.
But we can talk about that after this.
Okay, you're in the woods. Yeah, on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
This is Joy 94.9, and this is The Woods. I'm Dean. I'm here with Robbie, Matt, and Mark. And in fact, as we were listening to Tina Arena there, recalling memories of Robbie's Christmas gift from years gone by, some food arrived outside. And I've got to tell you, I've never seen bears move so quickly.
I've got a rumble.
What? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
So I hope you like the sound of eating on air.
As I stuff the food into my... No, because we're not allowed to eat in the studio, so we don't.
No, no eating in the studio.
What rumbles?
No. What rumbles? I don't know what we're talking about.
The ones you just inhaled.
Exactly. Christmas food. Well, that's the thing. What do we do for Christmas? Have your patterns changed over the years? It's like, do you do something different now than you used to do as a younger person?
Well, look, growing up, so my grandmother was Italian, so we had a very Italian sort of upbringing, I guess. And so Christmas was ravioli and antipasta and big lunch. And they'd get all the tables together, and there'd be a kids' table, and there'd be lots of food. And quite a heavy meal in the day. So it wasn't the typical Australian Christmas, you know, the stereotype of on the beach with the barbie, nor was it the English roast and potatoes and things. It was always ravioli for Christmas.
Italian and meats and cheeses.
Absolutely,
And homemade pizza.
And so when my partner's actually vegetarian, so my nonna used to make spinach and feta ravioli just for him. So his own little plate, so he didn't have to eat the meat ravioli, which is lovely.
See, my background's Scottish, so we had the whole big traditional, baked dinner situation. But over the years, it did sort of go from like a baked dinner into more cold stuff because of the Australian
heat.
So it was like a cold ham and a cold turkey and all that, and salads and stuff. But as I've got older and I don't go home for Christmas anymore and have a bit of an orphan's Christmas down here, I've sort of got back into the tradition of having a more baked dinner. Like last year we did, we went to a friend's place, I baked some beef Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we did veggies and a whole lot of different things.
Because you're quite a good cook, aren't you?
He's a very good cook.
I have been known to be to cook.
To whip up a batch.
Yeah, to whip up some good gorgeousness, yes.
It does a mean spit roast.
And I tell you, my pork belly's great too.
I've heard that.
I know. I love pork belly. That's my favourite thing in the world.
If I go out for dinner, that's my number one pick. Yeah. If it's on the menu, is a pork belly.
Food.
Mm. What about actually, you? The best of both worlds, because my mum's side's Irish, my father's side's Italian. So growing up, we did the whole English traditional roast with all the trimmings at lunch, and then head to my nonna's and did the entire pasta, and that was like a three-course dinner of pasta, and then we'd have chickens and salads, and then...
And it'd be rude not to eat, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
And you had that food coma, yeah?
No, it's just, it's just an entire day of feasting and gorging.
We had my partner and I had a really great year, a really interesting year last year. We got to see what an orphan Christmas was like because my parents were away travelling. My brother lives interstate, and my partner's family celebrates on Christmas Eve. So we thought we'll go out. So we went out to a great restaurant. And they took care of everything, and I went, "This is fantastic!
What a great idea!"
Yeah, you go home, no mess, no fuss.
That's quite the thing nowadays is to go out with your family for Christmas rather than having to stress about it at home.
For a buffet, or was it a la carte?
This one was a la carte, but it was so much. I've never eaten so much food in my life, so it was a proper
worth
Christmas.
Last year we did an orphan's Christmas, but that's because me and Mike were in Japan, which whilst they do celebrate Christmas, on Christmas Day we were on a boat to Hakone, so we didn't really do much at all for Christmas last year, which was great for us, but sometimes it's nice to see your family.
So because you were going away, did you put the tree up before you went? Just so Santa knew where to go.
We don't really do that at all.
You don't decorate?
No.
Do you guys decorate?
Look, we do normally, but when we travel, and this year we're going back to Perth for Christmas, so we're not going to put the tree up.
No, much
to my cat's disgust, because he does love a bit of tinsel.
He loves the tree,
tinsel action. Yes, he does.
I've got a Christmas wreath that I bought this year that has a cute little koala on it, so that's up, but don't do the whole Christmas tree. I'd find it weird having a tree in your house that you put
just a lot of wear.
Decorations on.
The only time I would have do the whole decorations in the house thing is if I'm hosting Christmas dinner at my place. Because with my friends, we usually we go around. Except this year, we're probably going back to the same people went back to last year because they've bought a brand new big house down at Altona that has a huge pool. So we're going back for the pool.
That's something as well. I mean, Australia's known for seafood, but our family never really did the seafood at Christmas thing, but it seems to be... up north in Queensland, it's quite big Christmas seafood. And
I used to do seafood more in Sydney, where it was hotter, and Brisbane. But in Melbourne, it's not, because it's a little bit... I mean, cooler. We can get very hot around Christmas, obviously.
That's true.
But if it's a little bit cooler, roast dinner is
I think it'd be the perfect Christmas lunch. A big fondue of steaming melted cheese.
Oh, yum.
Do you reckon?
I like it.
Don't you reckon? And dipping bread and stuff in it.
Is that really festive?
Who cares?
That's more
it's cheese.
70s hosting.
What can I,
let's get out
from.
The pickled.
I feel like all that cheese.
The gherkins.
The pickled gherkins and
cocktail onions.
I feel like it's going to put me on the couch about an hour earlier than usual. All that cheese.
Cheese.
Well, that's the other thing. I always crash at Christmas a bit early. It's like all that food and
have a nap,
joyousness. A Christmas nap in the afternoon.
Watch the repeat of the carols from the night before on the TV.
Oh, I'm not into carols.
No.
Unless
it's done on my Bear Force One in camp.
I'll have to watch like reruns of Bear City or something.
Maybe.
Do you have any horrific Christmas food stories? Because I remember one Christmas, the family around, and my cousin Trent had just put all the food on his plate and walking back to the table, and whoop. There goes the plate onto the floor, onto the carpet, and just ruined. And everybody else had already gotten their food, so there was nothing else left for poor Trent. So everybody had to give a little bit of theirs so he could have some.
Hey, guys, who hides in the bakery at Christmas?
I don't know. Who does hide in the bakery at Christmas?
A mince pie.
You had the biggest grin on your face when you said that.
Does that mean he likes the joke?
He'd like that joke, yeah, definitely. There's a real trend at the moment as well for, and you've probably seen it on Facebook and the internet, of people decorating their beards.
Their beards?
With glitter and Christmas decorations. Now
we did put a post on our Facebook page.
A post?
A post. Post. Oh. Sorry, I had a rumble in my mouth.
But you're not eating rumble in the studio. No.
No, shush. The general manager's just outside. Hello. What do you think of this trend with the glitter beards and the decorated beards?
I just think practically it must be really hard. Like having all that glitter, wouldn't it get into your teeth? Into your, you know, a bit of glitter between your teeth?
Well, I don't know how they do it. It must be like a hairspray or something.
It must be fixed. It must be fixed.
Or, I mean, you could get the little baubles.
Yeah, I've seen the little baubles that you can just put in like a weave or just like clip-ons.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be kind of cool. I'd like to do that.
I could see with the one just in the middle.
One in the middle?
Just one in the middle.
Like a Johnny Depp type of situation.
Well, only one ball in the middle of my face. Just one ball instead in the middle. Of two.
Well, you can have two, one on each side of your mouth.
One on each side of my mouth.
Yeah. ho,
You're on the woods on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, the woods on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you are on the woods with me, Big Bear Mark, Matty Bear. Uh-huh. Bear Curious Dean, who's doing ho-ho-hos over there, and, of course, Robbie, our work experience cub. And, all right, have you got another Christmas cracker joke for us, Robbie?
Of course, I've got millions. Who makes toy guitars and sings Blues Christmas?
Blues Christmas.
Elvis?
Elvis?
Elvis.
You're right, Matty.
Ah!
What are you saying? Christmas cracker jokes are predictable.
I always love the little hats that came in the bonbons.
What about the toys? Did you like the toys that came out?
Terrible toys.
Disappointing, I reckon.
Well, are they?
We always had the cheapo bonbons, so it was this little plastic mould toy gear or...
Or thimble. Thimble.
I used to, like, maybe we had the better ones, but you used to get, like, a little measuring tape and... or.
But who wants to be measuring at Christmas? What do you do, measure your waist at Christmas time?
Well, they weren't long enough to measure your belly.
I can think of a few things you could measure.
Yeah, with them.
Growing up in your teenage years.
But yeah, or a little toy or something. I always used to love the Christmas cracker things.
Crap ones. The actual lacquer band that held the toy around the joke was more fun.
Yeah, but do you actually put the hat on?
Yeah, I'm a hat person.
Yeah.
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 And do you cross your arms over and pull it with the person on your side? You know what I mean?
No, I grip inside the end of the bonbon and make sure I've got the little tag.
Because there's a technique, isn't there? There's a technique that you want to get right.
Get it.
Yes. Yeah, but yeah, my hat's always, I don't know, maybe I've got a big head, but the hat's always ripped and don't sort of last. But I've got a joke for you.
Okay, here we go.
What do reindeer put on a Christmas tree?
I don't know.
Ornaments.
Wah, wah, wah. Oh, okay.
So do you, with Christmas... I mean, obviously, Christmas Day, you give Christmas gifts. Are you a big gift giver?
Am I a big gift giver?
Yeah.
No, not really.
You're more a gift receiver?
No, not really. No? I don't know.
Do you give or do you receive? Let's, come on, we're getting down to the good questions here.
I don't know, because as I'm getting older and we're kind of like... this year, my partner said, what do you want for Christmas? And I'm thinking,
Because when you're an adult, you just... buy the things you want anyway.
If I want to buy
exactly. Yeah. Most of us have, you know, I mean, I think we're all rather affluent in the studio. So, I mean, we've probably got enough money to get what we want. So it is hard to think, what do we want for Christmas?
And especially when you just buy the things you want, trying to think of that one special thing that...
Yeah.
Just like,
I think it's really great to see what other people think you'd love, though. I love getting gifts and seeing what their interpretation of what I love is. I think that's really exciting.
Here you go, Robbie.
An empty bottle. There we go.
Just what I've always wanted.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you have trouble buying for your partners? I mean, I think we've all got partners here.
Yes.
Robbie, you're newly married. Have you got ideas about what you're getting your husband for Christmas this year?
Yeah, I've always got ideas, and we love going out and seeing shows, so there's always theatre shows coming up. Hint, 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 hint.
Oh, someone wants to go to the theatre for Christmas. Okay.
There are a lot of good shows coming up.
There are. See, I like getting an experience or a gift for an experience.
Something you can go out and do, something to look forward to is always
for my
great.
Birthday, I got one of those mystery rooms.
Escape rooms. Yeah. That's what I got my partner for Christmas last year. I got him an escape room experience, and we went together.
To lock him up in a room.
What is that?
You do that a lot cheaper.
Is that like on The Big Bang Theory, where they had to solve puzzles to get out of the room?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Small groups
of
people.
Do they do those in Melbourne?
They do.
There's hundreds of them.
I am going to get details from you, because that is a great deal, Mike. I hope you're not listening.
Yeah, but no, there's a lot of them around Melbourne now. There's a lot of different companies that do them, and they're great fun to do. So,
but yeah, I think like an experience like theatre or an escape room or a weekend away.
There's only so many Lego sets I can buy.
I don't think Mike would agree with that. Mike wouldn't agree, I don't think. I think he wants.
Oh, he's got a long list of Lego sets that he wants.
There's a whole Star Wars.
I get that every birthday thing. Present or Christmas present, a Lego set.
Yeah.
You're hearing that, Mike? You're hearing that?
See, one thing, like my mother, her birthday is 24th of December, so Christmas Eve.
Ah.
So, but it was so easy. It used to be easy to buy for my mother because on. For a birthday, I'd get her favourite perfume. And for Christmas, I would always buy her the latest Colleen McCulloch novel, because she used to put one out every year just before Christmas.
Mm.
So it was really... And because my mother loved to sit over the holidays and read the latest Colleen McCulloch. But Colin McCulloch died.
I know.
So I'm at a loss now to what to buy my mother for Christmas.
Judy Nunn is a good novelist.
Well, maybe I'll have to look at
that.
He's
kind of on the same wavelength as...
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah. Australiana type of...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm reading one of her books at the moment. Don't ask me the title because I can't remember.
Remember the title of the book you're reading right now.
Yeah. Once I look at the title, it's past that now. It's an e-book, so I don't actually read the title anymore.
Okay,
what about etiquette at Christmas parties? Do you do staff Christmas parties?
Oh.
Do you hate them? Do you love them?
I loathe the Christmas party.
Do you loathe them? I don't know.
I love them.
I've been to some great ones, and some that I can't really remember.
I mean, this year, granted I had something else on, but I could have easily gone to my own work's Christmas party, and then,
you didn't go.
I'm not... Christmas party. You see them every day of the year, all day, every day.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
I kind of like getting out of the office in... Like, I like going for dinner or lunch with my work colleagues.
Yeah.
And I'm in a new workplace this year, so it'll be really nice to do that. The one I'm dreading, I've got one this weekend, and I hope no one from where I'm working is listening, because... And they probably are, because it's with... I work for a volunteer organisation, much like Joy is, and I've got to go and have a Christmas party with the volunteers. I don't know many of the volunteers yet.
Okay.
So it's like I haven't got a big rapport with them, so it's like it is going to be... I think I'm going to find this a bit difficult, because I know my work colleagues... But I'm still getting to know the volunteers.
It's one of the most socially anxious times of the year for that very reason. You work within a small group, most of us do anyway, at work, even though we might work for a larger organisation.
Mm.
And a Christmas party is for all employees, so you find yourself seeing people on different levels or different parts of the building that you never really see throughout the year. Suddenly you're in a position where you have to meet and mingle and socialise with these people.
Mm.
So it's a very anxious time of the year, so I try and avoid it myself, but... you're right. It's great to still have a Christmas drink with friends and family.
I don't know who it is, but someone's written in saying, the best movie, what's your best movie?
Christmas movie
ever. And they said Love Actually.
That may be my husband.
Ah, there you go.
He's got good taste, because that's a great movie.
It is a good movie, and it's copying a lot of flack lately, but I love it every time.
Well, I remember going to see that with... a friend who's a girl. And I just thought, there's so much estrogen in this theatre. It's like, it was overwhelming when
Mark?
No, well, I don't mind the movie, but I'm not a huge fan.
So I think my favourite Christmas movie would be Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful World. I think it's nice.
It's a Wonderful Life. Very classic.
Frank Capra.
I was disappointed recently to hear that there was a lesbian story in Love Actually that they did cut out.
I saw that, yeah.
That was disappointing. That would have been
disappointing.
I do love Tim Allen as Santa Claus. For some reason, that sticks out in my mind.
I used to love, and I still do, all those stop-motion puppet films that they did around Christmas. I can't remember what they were. They're very American.
And like a Gumby type thing.
No, look, like, I'll have to look
like
it up.
Gromit or Night Before Christmas.
Not Tim Burton. No, yeah. I'm actually talking older. I'll look it up and I'll let you know.
A little bit like there's an ad on television for one of the department stores that has a similar approach. It's come under some flack for one of the characterizations. But there's another topic for another day.
I also love the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That was great.
Uh huh. Do we have any more Christmas crackers being opened? Do we have any more? Has anybody got a Christmas cracker there?
Oh, God, we must have another one.
What do you call a snowman in the summer?
Water?
What? A puddle, yeah.
A puddle.
It's kind of a bit obvious, isn't it?
That one is a little obvious.
What happens if you eat Christmas decorations?
Oh.
You get a sparkle motion?
Almost. You get tinselitis.
Yeah, okay.
It's a late July joke.
It's like dad jokes, isn't it?
On which side of turkeys has the most feathers? On which side of a turkey has the most feathers?
The outside?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, they're so lame, aren't they? You are on the woods on Joy 94.9.
Community radio is all about breaking down stereotypes. Joy 94.9 would love to hear from women who can confidently work with all things engineering and IT. For more info, visit joy.org.au.
This is The Woods on Joy 94.9. I'm Dean. I'm here with Mark, Matty and Robbie.
Love
Christmas.
And just quickly, I did find the name of those movies. They're Rankin Bass movies,
uh-huh.
And they were stop motion puppets. Some of the titles that there was Rudolph's Shiny New Year, Rudolph and Frosty, the Little Drummer Boy. There's a whole lot of them that just have like stop motion puppets.
Are they American or British?
I think they're American, and they were from the 1970s. Yeah, so but they're very cute.
They look cute. I think I remember seeing that Frosty the Snowman one you've got up there.
Yes, very good.
The other thing that when I think about Christmas, the other thing I think about being a good Italian boy, good Catholic Italian boy, was going to church. And sometimes you have the midnight mass and you start really late.
Yes, my parents went to midnight mass.
Stay up. But of course, with Christmas time, a lot of the Christians would come out of the woodwork, so to speak. Look, they'd become very
churchgoers who haven't been all year. Yeah. Suddenly it's
do I know you?
They make their one appearance at Christmas.
Absolutely. So really I always recall you had to like rush to get to the car park because all the best spots would go from the
all the interlopers would come and take the best car spots.
So I must. I have to be Christian. I have to remind yourself to
love thy neighbour.
That's right. Don't get angry.
It's don't get angry. Because someone took your favourite car spot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do we spend... Obviously, Christmas is a massive day full of food. What do you guys do on Boxing Day to recover?
Well, not much at
all. Nothing. Sit in front of the telly.
Are you a napper, Mark?
Yeah, I love to just... I do nap a lot, yeah.
Oh, you know what I like to do?
What?
Leftovers and naps.
It's really sad, though, when you're at somebody else's house for Christmas Day and then you go home and you don't have leftovers.
No leftovers. Day two trifle. Can I tell you? Day two trifle. Yum.
I think I'm going to be making a trifle this year for Christmas, but I love trifle.
Christmas at Mark's.
There you go.
Well, it's at my friend's. I'm going, yeah.
Christmas
with the
at
pool.
Mark's.
Oh, with without pool. Me there. Hello. Okay.
Nice.
But yes. Yeah, that's one thing we probably haven't mentioned is the religious aspect to Christmas as well.
So it's not about shopping and gifts and decorations.
Yeah,
and
you know,
that's right. We had the Spirit Lounge before us. They
we did, and I did listen to them, and they were talking a little bit about Christmas as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about the origins of Saint Nicholas and all that sort of stuff. So, I suppose it for the religious months amongst us, Merry Christmas in terms of. Your
or Happy Hanukkah or whatever it might
be. Oh, look, and, you know, different holiday seasons around the world. I mean, do you think it's gone a bit too PC these days with saying... I just wrote out at my work 100 Christmas cards to people, and I actually had to put Happy Holidays on it, not Merry Christmas.
I've noticed in America they're happy holidays type of thing, where I'm, I guess, a Merry Christmas guy, so that's just what I say.
Yeah, yeah, it is what it is. But I do understand the sensitivity.
Yeah, just quickly, we have had a couple of more messages in. Favourite Christmas movie from Tony was the first Gremlins movie. Great one. Love that.
Yeah, Gizmo and the Gremlins.
A Christmas Carol was Johnny's.
Uh-huh.
And we got another one, another joke in. This is, what did the cranky sheep say about Christmas?
Oh, I don't know.
Bah, humbug.
What a great note to end the show.
On that note, we do need to end the show. Look, whatever you do this Christmas, stay safe and have a very good Christmas.
Have a merry Berry Christmas.
That's right. 21 shopping days to go.
21 days, probably 2 hours now to go.
If you want, you can deliver presents to Joy Studio for the for the Woods crew. No problems there.
But we've got a present for you now. You know what it is?
Oh, what?
It's a song.
Oh, hold it. Just before we do the song,
yeah,
just quickly, what's on Cheap Seats?
On the Cheap Seats, we are doing spoken word poetry, slam poetry from the United States.
And, of course, I love your slam poetry nights. Yeah, they're great. And the Brekkie Bears, Monday, 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.